Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a quiet sea change underway in some mental health care settings in Massachusetts. Certified peer specialists are bringing their own experiences with conditions like bipolar disorder or anxiety to the workforce. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to a session with a peer specialist who focuses on a sometimes hard-to-reach group, teenagers.
A 16-year-old named Nathaniel hunches over a small table dealing cards for a fast-paced game called Trash.
I'm popping, bro. I'm popping.
What, do you have two?
Yep.
Goodness.
We're not using Nathaniel's full name because discrimination can trail mental health patients. This windowless room with two comfy leather chairs looks like a space where you'd sit across from a therapist or a psychiatrist. But during this 45-minute session, there's no mention of medications or behavioral therapy.
Oh, come on.
I win again!
Two, not yet.
I'll always beat you, bro. Just know that.
Nathaniel's struggling opponent is Jake Look, a young adult peer mentor here at Riverside Community Care in Milford. He's part of a youth treatment team that includes social workers and psychiatrists. Today, Look asks a few questions about Nathaniel's home life, school, and sports, stuff he's working on with a more traditional therapist. But Nathaniel just wants to play.
All right, one game of Connect Four, then.
For all the marbles?
No, just for fun.
Having fun, or whatever Nathaniel decides he needs from Look, is a core element of peer counseling. Look is not the authority in this relationship. He's a guy who wrestled with anxiety during high school, as Nathaniel does. Look used drugs and alcohol to cope, an experience he's ready to share.
I was so ashamed of it, but now there's a point in my life where I can look back and it's really become a powerful tool for me, and it's something that I can kind of use as a representation of hope for others.
The hope that life will get better. Nathaniel has quit therapy in the past, but he says he never hesitates to come see Look and his social worker, Sean Smith.
I could tell both of them anything, and since they're like my team, they could talk to each other about what I said, and so then they could always make sure that I'm okay. They're both friends.
Nathaniel says he still gets angry, anxious, and depressed at times. His grandmother and guardian, Mirabel, says he's much better.
In school, his grades are awesome. His behavior is changed. And he's proud of himself, finally.
It's not clear, of course, exactly what's making a difference for Nathaniel. But Brooke Doyle, the state's commissioner for mental health, is impressed with the work of peer specialists like Look.
These roles are game changers entirely.
Doyle says younger peer specialists are important as more teens and young adults grapple with mental health challenges. Doyle sees them launch therapy through sidewalk chalk drawing or video games that eventually connect clients to other members of the mental health team.
Using non-traditional ways, it really is the bridge to those other experiences.
But Doyle says bringing peer specialists onto the clinical team does not work if they are isolated or their input with clinical decisions isn't respected. Vic DeGravio, the president at Riverside, where Look works, says he's seeing some of those tensions play out now.
It is still a work in progress because it is a culture shift. But even with that, it's impossible to underscore how innovative and how transformative this has been in 14 months in the potential for transforming the system moving forward.
About 14 months ago, the state began letting community behavioral health centers like Riverside spend state funds on peer specialists for patients like Nathaniel. Many privately insured patients aren't covered for this care. That's one way Massachusetts is behind some other states, says Dr. Ken Duckworth with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Duckworth would like to see support for peer specialists grow quickly.
There's no big effort to create more psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers. The opportunity is for peer support to become a material part of the equation for what helps people get better.
Duckworth says peer specialists will not replace therapists or fix that shortage, but he says they can ease the strain on other mental health care providers while giving patients more of what they need. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.